It was a massive rock outcrop. It seemed to be exactly the same age as Chicxulub. At last, the whole history of the impact could be read in the rock. There were spherules from the crater and iridium from the asteroid. But there was also something else.
What you see here, here is the spheral layer. And if we go way up there, you see here the layers which we know are enriched in iridium. And normally those two are together. But now we see here, in between, huge masses of sand, sandstone. And the question was, how did it get here?
Sand is normally found only on the coast. But 65 million years ago, this whole region was under deep ocean. The sandstone should not have been here. According to Smit, it could only be evidence of another disaster caused by the asteroid.
And there must have been a lot of energy in the ocean here to bring all this sand down here. And to me, it was very obvious, very clear, that this must have been a huge tsunami wave.